Welcome to Swift Coaches Academy, a podcast dedicated to bringing health and wellness professionals the uncensored truth behind what it really takes to succeed in the health industry with me, your host, Xenia Wood. As an accredited exercise physiologist and business owner for almost a decade, I'm on a mission to transform the lives of ambitious health professionals like you who want more and are ready to take action to create incredible impact in your careers and unlock financial freedom in your business. So join me as I speak candidly with industry leaders about the struggles and successes from within the trenches through thought-provoking conversations.
What is posture? Is hunchback bad for you? Should we be striving to sit upright 24/7? Is lifting with a rounded spine even safe? Today we'll be covering the topics of posture as it pertains to low back pain. So we've got to start with some definitions. So the definition of posture is the position in which somebody holds their body. Therefore, there is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. There just is. Posture is also a static measure, which means it's only as useful as a photograph. It tells you nothing about movement capacity, nothing about someone's range of motion, their mobility, or their strength. Posture is sensationalized, and it doesn't take long before a quick Google search of the word posture comes up with hundreds of tick and flick options of good versus bad dichotomies and dozens of Q&As on how to correct your posture. It's clickbait worthy, it's effectively fear-mongering, and it allows authority figures in the form of health professionals to make unsubstantiated claims, and let's be honest, it's total bullshit. So that begs the question, is it even relevant? Should we care? In a very small capacity, I think we should, but I don't think it warrants getting the amount of airtime that it currently does. Posture, as it relates to movement, is very relevant, and it can tell us a lot about someone's movement capacity, their positional strength, and I guess their default setting. It's like the position that we spend the most time in. But unless you're stationary all day from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep and you do not move, your posture is going to vary. So should we really be assessing people in a static posture, measuring every single angle, looking at diagrams of their hip versus their spine versus their shoulder, putting little red X's everywhere and telling someone that they need to correct their posture and get to this beautiful gold standard of perfect posture? We see it so often in health clinics. It must be right, right? Absolutely not. It might give us like a small clue of what needs to be further and get investigated, but it will never be the gold standard to which we hold all other assessments by or that we should be striving for in the first place. Now, I know what you're thinking, but my back pain is because of my hunch posture. So if I fix that, my pain will be fixed too. Honestly, I wish it were that simple. Unfortunately, pain is incredibly intricate. It's multifaceted, and there's claims that posture equal pain haven't been proven. And time again in the literature, they've shown the opposite. There have been studies as far as 20 plus years ago. For example, from Tuzin in 1999, he proved that there were no difference in postures from people with pain and without pain in their back. And what they did find was an increase in spinal angles when people had a higher BMI, so they were overweight or obese, or as they aged, so specifically their thoracic kyphosis. So these spinal angles didn't equal pain. They were just related to BMI and age. And remember, this study was done over 20 years ago. The recent literature is still telling us the same story. There was another study by Sire in 2019. It showed that chronic low back pain people tend to have altered postural neuromuscular control. Basically, that means they had less of an idea where their spine was in space. What Sire et al. Did find, there was a strong negative relationship with chronic low back pain and a positive straight leg raise test, which is basically their ability to actively raise their leg and lengthen their hamstring. But remember, this is an active test. This has nothing to do with posture. But what about when people are in pain? In those people, Dankarts in 2006 found that people do actually change their sitting habits depending on their type of low back pain. So they subcategorized it into flexion-based and extension-based pain. And unsurprisingly, people in pain tend to favor the opposite position, likely a combination of both pain and fear avoidance. In those without pain, there was no tendency for one posture being superior to the other. So if you think that sitting up tall looks pretty, or you have some other superficial reasoning for wanting to be a certain static posture, be my guest. Set your timer, remind yourself every 20 minutes throughout the day to sit up straight. But if not, you'd be better off just getting off your ass and moving. The goal should really be to move more often. It's to create as many positions of strength as you can and to have the ability to be mobile enough to move into as many different positions as possible. After all, that's all training really is. It's building your repertoire of strong, stable positions, being mobile and strong enough to do what you need to do as a human being. The wider your scope of movement and strength, the better off you'll be. Basically, none of this matters. Move more, move often, move swiftly.
Did you find something valuable in this episode? If so, I'd like to ask a tiny favor. If you have 30 seconds now, I'd love you to follow or share the podcast. That way, we can continue to bring you more real, raw, and uncensored stories from industry leaders. We also love hearing from you and what you loved about every episode. The best way to reach out is to DM me personally on Instagram @SwiftCoachesAcademy. Until next time, and in whatever you do, move swiftly.